listening to WXJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Kirsten's out, Kevin's in. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump tweeted the change in Homeland Security. Then Kirstjen Nielsen resigned with Kevin McAleenan taking over as acting secretary. He's the commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. Republican Congressman Michael Burgess just told Fox,
look, the border needs to be secured. That's the job of the Homeland Security Secretary. So I'm hopeful that the acting secretary will be able to lay that job up before the members of Congress. And we've got to get something done.
The Democratic House Speaker's reaction? Nancy Pelosi says it's deeply alarming. The official who put children in cages is not extreme enough for the White House's liking. The IRS is on deadline to turn over President Trump's taxes.
The public has a right to know whether their president's interests are impacting the decisions that he makes.
That's Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee as the House Ways and Means Committee uses authority granted by IRS tax code to get the returns. But the president's attorney, Jay Sekulow, also told ABC's this week they're going too far.
If necessary, we're not at that point yet. If it has to be litigated, it'll be litigated.
Well, the Democrats considering a run for president, Pete Buttigieg, told an LGBTQ event in Washington.
I can tell you that if me being gay was a choice, it was a choice that was made far, far above my pay grade.
Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, added, if Vice President Pence has a problem with him being gay, the quarrel is with God. An American woman kidnapped while on safari in Africa has been released. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, there are conflicting reports over whether Kim Endicott was rescued or released from her captors in Uganda. Ugandan police say the California woman and her Ugandan driver are both safe. They were taken from Queen Elizabeth National Park during an evening tour on April 2nd and ended up across the border in Congo. The kidnappers had demanded $500,000 ransom, and while police say no ransom was paid, an official with that tour group, Wild Frontier Uganda Safaris, says money was paid to get her back, making it a release, not a rescue, Dave.
This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
President Trump just tweeted, the Russia hoax never happened. Again, calling it a fraud, Democrats couldn't disagree more. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says he still needs to see the full special counsel Mueller reports.
We are advocating that all of that information should be given to the committee. We are not advocating that all the grand jury information should be go to the public.
Nadler wants all the evidence to see if the president abused his office. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani also told CBS Face the Nation he's okay with Congress seeing everything. There was nothing there.
Jerry Nadler prejudged this case a year ago. He was talking about impeachment. He was overheard on Amtrak talking about impeachment well before the report came out.
Meanwhile, the top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee is readying criminal referrals on the Russia probe.
For now, there will be 8 referrals sent by ranking member Devin Nunes. On Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, he went into what the first 5 would be.
Straight up referrals. So just referrals that name someone and name the specific crimes. Those crimes are lying to Congress, misleading Congress, leaking classified information.
Nunes did not name names. 3 other referrals will be on conspiracy for lying to the FISA court, manipulating intel, and for leaks. He says right now there are 8 referrals, but there could be as many as 24. The initial referrals will come this week. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are lower before today's trading. Keith Urban won the big prize last night at the ACM Awards, Entertainer of the Year, but another guy also won big.
The ACM Male Artist of the Year goes to Thomas Rhett.
Kacey Musgraves won Female Artist of the Year on the CBS show. Dan and Shay got Duo of the Year and the awards for song and single. Baylor is the queen of women's college basketball after an 82-81 win over Notre Dame in the championship game tonight. The men's final, Virginia versus Texas Tech. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning, Monday. Yeah, national championship men's basketball tonight with Texas Tech. I don't think too many had them in the final game. And Virginia, I don't think too many had Virginia in the right. final game after they lost to a 16 seed last year.
Uh-huh.
And here they come all the way back. We'll see. Here's your news brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional with a two-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The city of Champaign is doing a meeting on the Douglas Park neighborhood smoke alarm blitz. It's Saturday morning at Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church at 1310 North 6th Street in Champaign. Again, it's Saturday, 8:15 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill into law this weekend that raises to 21 the legal age to buy tobacco products in Illinois. Illinois becomes the first state in the Midwest to raise the legal age to buy tobacco products to 21. The law takes effect this July. Be aware of this road work starting today. Crews will be doing pavement patching on parts of I-57 and I-72. So the project starts on I-57 near the I-74 interchange in Champaign. It'll move on to areas near Rantoul, Tuscola, and Arcola. Then crews will work on I-72 between Mahomet and Champaign. Work should be done in a couple of weeks. At least one lane of traffic will be open on the roads during the project. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or BlossomBasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning, Stevie. A little damp this morning. Today's high 73, though, nice and mild, down to 48 tonight. Sunshine expected tomorrow, up to 65, down to 40. 57 with some clouds on Wednesday and some showers in the forecast on Thursday, but mild again with a high 72. We're currently at 57 with the gray conditions. ESPN 93.5.
Our friend, Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas. Arlington. Professor, how are you?
Not good.
Why not good?
Yesterday night I fell down.
Oh.
And oh boy, did I hurt myself.
Oh my, I'm so sorry, Professor. Are you going to be okay? What's the doctor say?
I haven't been there yet, but I'm going to the hospital, I think, today.
Man.
But what it is, this is a good information for people out there with blood pressure. If you're taking blood pressure medication, do not get up too quickly from your bed in the evening. Because if you do, your blood pressure, especially if you're warm, your blood pressure is likely to be very low. And so stay around, sit on the bed for a while, then get up very slowly. I did not do any of those things. And oh boy, did I collapse.
I want to tell people you've been teaching for over 50 years, right?
55.
Wow. Hey, Alan, how old are you?
80 years old.
Oh, my goodness. I would never have said that. You are so spry and so good on radio. We love having you on. Well, I'll say a prayer for you, too, my friend. I hope you're okay.
I appreciate it very, very much. But was I dumb. I was dumb. I've been telling all my friends on blood pressure medication, you know, be very careful what you do. And then what do? The opposite of what I told them.
Yeah, well, you listen, we hope you're going to be okay. Have you been able to follow the news of the morning where Kirsten Nielsen is out as Homeland Security Secretary? What does it mean?
I have. It means he's bringing in somebody a lot tougher. He wants that border secure, and he's going to do it with this other gentleman, McElhaney, I think is his name, and he's bringing him in. He wants somebody tough on the border. By the way, to use my own illness and compare it to the immigrants coming in. I look at all, I'm very, very conservative, strong on the border, but boy, I look at some of these immigrants and I'm saying, a lot, most of them are young, but there's a few that may fall down. How do you crawl over those gates and under the gates and everything else? It's incredible. And so there's that, I guess, humanitarian factor that comes in, and you say, aren't these people suffering? And I imagine some of them are suffering very, very much. So those two things clash in my brain, you know, between a strong border and just the pain, the suffering that many of these individuals are undergoing.
Well,
are undergoing.
There's no question, Ellen, that it is. If the Democrats don't want to say it's a crisis, it's certainly a humanitarian crisis.
It is. I talked to a radio station in McAllen, KURV, and I asked them, what's it like? And this was last week. They said, it's terrible. About 1,000 coming across every day, illegal, legal both, mostly illegal. And they say it's been that way for a long time. So they certainly declare it a real crisis on the border, even though Beto O'Rourke does not.
Alan, you just take care of yourself, my friend. I'll check in with you maybe later in the week, just see how you're doing. But you hold up and you do all right, all right?
I appreciate this very, very much. And tell all your listeners, be careful if you're on blood pressure.
I got you, my friend. Alan Sachs, professor at the University of Texas at Arlington, joins us every Monday, but he's a little short of breath today. He's 80 years old. I didn't realize. Still teaching. Political science professor, University of Texas at Arlington. 7-Eleven, Senator Bill Brady has joined us. How are you, Senator?
Good morning, Stevie. Doing good. Looking forward to spring and Easter coming up.
Well, Grace got to be at your chamber last week. Senator Rose got to introduce her. My daughter, Miss Illinois, got to speak to the Senate, and it was quite an honor for her.
I saw her on TV. I was in a meeting, and it was she did quite a good job.
Yeah, she did. She really did. And I'm going to play it. I keep forgetting. It's in my desk. I've got to transfer it to my studio, but I want people to hear it. It's about two, three minutes. And I thought Chapin Rose, who said Phila was the center of the universe, from the Senate chamber. Real truth coming out of Senator Rose's mouth with those. Anyway, Senator Bill Brady.
I heard Vladimir Putin say that last week.
Hey, okay, tobacco buying age is now 21. Your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, you know, I have trouble thinking that a young man or woman can go overseas and fight for our country and risk their life, and we won't let them enjoy something that the government says is legal and okay for everybody else. So I was opposed to that restriction. I certainly understand the health care concerns. Being the son of a father who I lost my father to lung cancer, I'm sure it was because he smoked. But there's a lot of things people do that are not healthy. And if it's going to be legal for people over 21, I think it ought to be legal for people who there's another provision here, by the way, that was really bad. I was considering supporting it until they took out the provision for penalty for people who did it illegally.
I'm wondering, too, this, I can't buy it now until I'm 21, but does that mean it's illegal if I use it?
No, there's no penalty if you use it.
Well then what does this do except that the 21-year-old goes, buys cartons, and then this 18-year-old sells it to the 14-year-old? Isn't it still going to happen?
Exactly.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense. At the same token, you're telling people you got to be, you know, 21, but to go have a procedure that ends a pregnancy, your parents don't even have to know about what the Democrats are sponsoring and the hypocrisy and the schizophrenia of the different issues that they're doing is just, it tears at your very thought process.
How soon till I have legalized marijuana in the state of Illinois?
You know, I think it could be passed prior to our May deadline. I'm not positive. I know that even though I'm not for it, and I'm not for it because it's federally illegal, the medical community and the legal community, law enforcement, tells me that it's a bad thing. I think that there are some thoughtful individuals involved in the process that want to do it the best way it can be done and are very for it. I'm not sure they can get all the T's crossed and the I's dotted by the end of May, but they could. So it's not moving as fast as what I think they thought it would, but that's not a bad thing either, even if we're going to have it. It needs to be done as the best way possible, but I'm against it. I still don't understand how we do things. I can't think of a time when we have so affronted federal law as this, but it is what it is.
Okay. You still remain hopeful the direction of the state of Illinois, even though there's rankings and everything else to say we're just politically not very good.
Well, for us, Stevie, the Democrats are in charge, and the voters have given that charge, but mostly that charge came by a map that gave Mike Madigan and John Culleton the opportunity to draw legislative districts to serve their best interest.
How does that ever change?
Well, the people have got to decide that they want to change, and they've got to decide they want to change by voting people into office who are going to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot that will require fair maps drawn by non-legislators who would do it for the better interest of the people. Now, I have at my website, SenatorBillBrady.com, an opportunity for people to log in and sign a petition and print a petition and pass a petition. That is a major initiative of us. We want to force the Democrats to give the people the choice to vote for what we call fair maps, rather than maps drawn by two individuals in Springfield, the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate. So it's going to take an initiative of the people to get and force that job done, and they're going to have to tell their representatives and senators that they're simply not going to vote for them unless they give the people the opportunity to have maps that represent the people of Illinois, not the political interest.
It's amazing to me, though, and I'll let you go, but it's amazing to me that, performance in politics, it really doesn't matter if you have something like Cook County. You're just never going to sway Cook County. Outside of Cook County, the rest of the state's kind of pink. Yeah. It's kind of a pink. We're like Indiana.
It absolutely is, and that's why I truly believe under fair maps, we would be a Republican legislature. Because the greater mass and people believe that the Democrats have failed our state and our nation, for that matter. But you've got the liberal interests of the Cook County Democrats that have fingered and manipulated the political process to their benefit. We need to take that back.
Okay, so what's your website for the fair maps? How do they get more information about that?
Bill Brady at SenatorBillBrady.com.
Okay. Hey, thanks for fighting the fight. We appreciate your service to your state, Senator. Gosh, you were in a meeting when Grace was speaking. How rare is that for you to be in a meeting? Not. How many meetings do you have? We have like 20 meetings a week. I mean, all you guys do is meet.
I wish it was 20 meetings a week. It's more like 50 meetings, to 10 to 20 a day. But I'm privileged to be able to serve the 44th district in the state of Illinois. The opportunity to be the Republican leader in the Senate, elected by my fellow colleagues, is a privilege. I just need a few more members.
Yeah,
to be more effective.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
Happy Easter.
You as well. Talk to you after Easter. That's right. We won't talk to Senator Brady till next month, but once a month we get him on. He's from Bloomington Normal, Senator Bill Brady, who was the Republican nominee for governor a number of years ago. I thought he was going to win. I think he thought he was going to win. Actually, he won like 97 counties, but not Cook County. And that's where all the people live.
That's right.
Okay, ESPN 93.5. Want to do your sports headlines after we get our Fox Business Minute. We'll skip because I'm running long, but we'll go to the Cardinal recap. Cubs lose 2 of 3.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they do open this afternoon at Wrigley.
That's right.
Let's check your weather forecast, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years at wattscopy.com.
Starting out with some clouds, then partly cloudy, high 73 expected today, 48 our low tonight. Sunshine in the forecast for tomorrow with a high 65, low 40. 57 with clouds on Wednesday. Shower chance on Thursday at 50% with a high 72 again, just like today. Right now, the temperature's at 57 on ESPN 93.5.
Always welcome to text us, 359-2255, to text in any thoughts you have. Our Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Time for your Fox Business Minute on this Monday morning at 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Nissan has removed former chairman Carlos Ghosn from its board, cutting ties with its longtime leader. Renault's new chairman, Jean-Dominique Senard, has been named to take over Nissan. The shareholder meeting was disrupted by demands that other Nissan executives step down for failing to monitor what was happening at the company. There were hecklers on the floor of the meeting, which was attended by a record 4,100 shareholders. Ghosn has denied all the allegations against him. More disappointing news for General Electric. Analysts at J.P. Morgan are expressing concerns about GE. Among other issues, they say business at some units is still weak. GE stock has skidded more than 20% over the past year. Pinterest is getting ready to sell stock to the public. It's beginning its pitch to investors today. It's expected to set a price range for its shares. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
7:23, we'll do your sports headlines now. Diane Ducey.
Well, you got the chance to check out the Cardinals.
Yeah.
And what a show. Good job on Friday. There's a lot to manage with the guests in and out. But seeing behind the scenes of Bush and describing it so well, nice job,
Thank
CBJ.
You. It was really fun, except I was 0-2. We lost Friday and we lost Saturday.
Right.
So then I came home and we won on Sunday.
Exactly. 4-1 was the final yesterday. Now they have the L.A. Dodgers first pitch at 6:45 tonight. So it looks like Tay and Cart can probably get their show in, correct?
Yep. They'll get their program 5:50. I think we're on the air.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Let's get your Redbird recap.
Adam Wainwright was something else yesterday, wasn't he, John Rooney?
Well, the line says it all, Mike. Going 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned run, 0 in the walk column, and 9 strikeouts. As Adam Wainwright is 6-0 in this ballpark at Busch Stadium against the San Diego Padres in his career, and he pitched like a Cy Young candidate yesterday.
Yeah, the impressive thing was the 9 strikeouts. He got them with every pitch that he had.
And that's what he did a great job of, Mike. Not only his pitch selection, his location worked so well together. That's the all-time battery, pitcher-catcher, Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina for the Cardinals. And then some other stars, Harrison Bader throwing a runner out at third. Great tag by Carpenter. Colton Wong getting a sacrifice bunt down. And Paul DeYoung doubling in 2 runs. Second and third, nobody out. Now the pitch. Swing and a line shot left center field, and Renfro can't catch it. The ball goes to the wall. Carpenter scores. Goldschmidt is right behind him. It's a 2-run double for Paul DeYoung. 2-1 Cardinals.
And the Redbirds knocked off the Padres 4-1 to take a 1 win out of the 3-game set. The Dodgers are here tonight, and we're on the air at 5:50 with the pregame show.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola scoreboard patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
The Brewers 4-2 winners over the Cubs. We are 2-7 on the season as we get ready for the home opener against the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's the day game, 1:20 start, heard on US 105.9. John Lester on the mound versus Jameson Taillon. We had Seattle over the Chicago White Sox 12-5 yesterday. They'll host Tampa Bay with a 1:10 start. We had the women's NCAA tournament decided with Baylor beating Notre Dame 82-81. Tonight, Texas Tech and Virginia.
Yeah, it'll be good. Kerry Connors wins on the PGA, a little-known tournament called the Valero Open down in Texas.
Is it Corey or Kerry? Well, in any case, he's from Canada.
But that's kind of the whole point.
Oh, yeah. We don't know this guy because it's his first time.
This is the first time in 30 years. I'm sorry, second time in 30 years that a schmo that nobody knows goes to the Monday qualifier. We played in a Monday qualifier for the John Deere. Nathaniel did once. And then you have to shoot really well, and then you go to a super qualifier. And this kid, whose name is Corey Connors, gets into a playoff with six guys on Monday, comes out of that, and then wins the PGA?
So now he's got the final slot at the Masters.
His wife got a confirmation call the morning of Sunday and said, I'm supposed to go ahead and confirm our flight tickets because we're leaving and we're going to chill and watch the Masters on TV. And Corey said, honey, don't do that. I'm going to change that today. And he went four birdies in the first five holes. He bogeyed 6, 7, 8, 9. So now he's falling apart. And then he gets a 30 on the back nine. He gets six birdies.
Wow.
And the kid wins for the first time. And now he goes to the Masters. And now he goes to the Open. Now he goes to everything. And so here's a kid that shows up in his car, you know, just like every other golfer that's trying to make it. He qualifies. There's six guys in a playoff, and he comes out of it and then wins the PGA tournament. Arjun Atwell did it in 2010. Three guys did it in the 80s. That's it. It just doesn't happen. It's like John Daly. John Daly's on a recliner in his trailer in Kentucky. He gets a call at midnight, says there's a kid that dropped. You can get in the PGA Open, goes, drives all night, and wins the PGA.
Right.
Come on, man.
Nice.
Anyway, I love sports stories. This is a great country. A kid goes to a qualifier. All the players we saw at the John Deere qualifier, they're all good. And they're all beating around trying to make it. And here's a kid that lightning strikes. And he actually had a second or third place finish earlier this year, and then he missed five cuts. I mean, it's just so up and down. That's the game of golf. All right, we're going to catch up with Rachel Sutherland here in just a few moments. Stand by, my friends. We have a chance for you to open a checking account on me from the University of Illinois Community Credit Union.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to fund this account. You stand by ready to text in about 12 minutes. Stand by for a chance to text. I'm going to open a checking account for you.
What?
Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. CRV got about 27 miles a gallon going to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
She's a beauty. They're an award-winning dealership. But you know what? If you want to go to your computer at 10:30 at night in your feety pajamas and buy a Honda or a BMW or pre-owned, you can do that now.
That's right.
You go to drivechampagne.com. Click on whatever vehicles you want to browse, and on the right-hand side, it says Express Purchase. They'll drive it to your house. How can that be?
Awesome.
It's drivechampagne.com. Service before, during, and after the sale. Say hey to Ben Quattrone. You can ask him about this Express Purchase. I've seen it, and it's amazing. I don't think anybody, how many people in the country are doing this right now? They're doing it here. They're off Neil at Burwash Savoy. Fabulous dealership. It's Honda BMW. DriveChampagne.com.
Had that fabulous BMW that we're driving for your birthday.
Yeah, that was really, really
looked
nice.
So good in our parking lot.
Yeah, it did.
And your driveway.
Then I had to give it back. Be right back. Your chance again to open a checking account on me. Stand by. It's 7:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. There's a new head of Homeland Security.
The head of Customs and Border Protection, Kevin McAleenan, will be the new acting Homeland Security Secretary, replacing Kirstjen Nielsen. President Trump tweeted late Sunday that he has confidence McAleenan will do a great job. Soon after, Nielsen tweeted she had submitted her resignation, saying it's been an honor of a lifetime to serve with the brave men and women of DHS.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, exploring a Democratic Party presidential run, says if his being gay was a choice, it was made far above his pay grade.
And that's the thing I wish the Mike Pences of the world would understand. That if you got a problem with who I am, your problem is not with me. Your quarrel, sir, is with my creator.
Vice President Pence has said that he's against gay marriage for religious reasons. Buttigieg says that his marriage has moved him closer to God. He spoke at a fundraising event in D.C. for queer candidates. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update.
Champaign police are investigating a bank robbery. This happened Saturday morning. Police say it was at Regions Bank at 111 South State Street. The preliminary investigation revealed the suspect entered the bank, passed a note to the bank employee, and fled with an undetermined amount of currency. The suspect was seen going southbound to the south alley of University Avenue. No weapon was displayed or implied in the robbery, and no one was hurt. No arrests have been made. Anyone with information on that robbery is asked to contact Champaign police at 217-351-4545. Be aware of this road work starting today. Crews will be doing pavement patching on parts of I-57 and I-72. So the project starts on I-57 near the I-74 interchange in Champaign. It'll move on to areas near Rantoul, Tuscola, and Arcola. Then crews will work on I-72 between Mahomet and Champaign. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, if you're looking for an appliance, I send you to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Why would I send you there? It's because that's all they do. Making them very, very good at what they do. Family-owned business throughout Central Illinois since 1977 when Jimmy Carter was the president. So over 40 years of appliance experience. Now, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World has, of course, a Champaign location, also Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. They offer discount pricing, quality products, whatever it is, dishwashers, oven, refrigerator, side-by-side, freezers, Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. And low prices, best selection. Plus, you can receive the famous free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, place where you want to visit. For remodeling, just because it's stuff that got old. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, check out the Champaign location. They're south of I-74 on Neal Street. You can begin the process online, appliance-world.com. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Your weather forecast today brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out, that's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois, visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
We've got a high 73 expected today, down to 48 this evening. More sunshine tomorrow, high 65, low 39. 57 the high with clouds on Wednesday, then up to 72 again on Thursday with windy conditions and a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Right now, the temperature's at 57 on ESPN 93.5.
So, Foreigner is coming to the State Farm Center this summer. The iconic band Foreigner performing Sunday, June 23rd. Couldn't do that before air conditioning, could we? State Farm Center announced one of the most popular and indelible rock acts of all time. Foreigner will perform Sunday, June 23. They sold over 80 million albums worldwide, 10 albums certified as multi-platinum. Tickets go on sale to the public Thursday, April 11, just a few days away, 10 a.m. online at statefarmcenter.com/foreigner. And we have tickets we're giving away as well.
Cool.
Stand by. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News, Washington, D.C., radio ace reporter. How do you say his name? The new.
Oh, McAleenan.
McAleenan.
McAleenan, which makes me think of the iconic. I can just see Kevin McAleenan now doing the Macarena. Kevin McAleenan. Asked by Kevin McAleenan. Well, who is this guy?
He is the head of U.S. Customs and Border Patrol right now. I don't know if we'll see him doing the Macarena.
He's a straight shooter, and he's tough, and he's really smart is what the word is. A really smart guy. So I don't know.
He's been with Customs and Border Patrol for a long time, and he worked under the Obama administration, which may make him a little more palatable in case he is nominated to be the permanent director or Secretary of Homeland Security. Right now, he's going to be in an acting capacity now that Kirstjen Nielsen, I believe she's staying on until Wednesday, and after that she will do what she's going to do with the next chapter of her life. But it's no real surprise that there have been some a disagreement between Nielsen and the president on some of these issues. She's really taken a lot of heat because she's been kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place when it comes to dealing with the president and then Congress. She'd been calling on Congress to change the laws so that they'd be able to, deal with the influx of people coming across the border, and to stop the practice known as catch and release where, they are sent out after they're apprehended and then they're supposed to come back for a court date, and many do not. and she had been imploring Congress to change the law so she could do more as far as the enforcement. But her successor, whoever it is, whether it's McAleenan or somebody else, is going to have the same problem.
Well, and again, let's not forget that, you know, Republicans had control of everything, didn't do anything either. So, I mean, it's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
What's up? I mean, if you're not going to say...
Immigration's a toughie, yeah.
Well, it's a toughie, but somebody's got to make a tough call here and figure this thing out, because if it's not a crisis, as the Democrats say, it's certainly a humanitarian crisis.
I don't think anyone can argue that when you have people coming from the Central American nations that are impoverished and fleeing for their lives. Yeah, and, you know, I believe that Nielsen has done and made great strides in working with those leaders in Guatemala and El Salvador to say, let's keep your people here, let's work on a way. And I believe she even signed some kind of an agreement with those leaders, but it's going to take a long time to get that changed. I mean, the culture just doesn't change overnight.
Yeah.
And people have a lot of good reasons for leaving, but the president is saying that, I mean, he was tweeting the other day that we're full on asylum claims, so it's kind of like he's putting up the we're closed sign for now.
You know, I wonder, in retrospect, if you could take his phone away and just have a chat with the president saying, you know, you're used to just saying, here's what we're going to do and we get it done. It's not like that in Washington.
Yeah.
I wonder how internally frustrating this must be for a guy that's made the call for so long and been successful in his business, for extraordinarily successful. But here it's like working at all, and it's just nuts. And listen, a lot of what he says on Twitter, in my opinion, is fine. It's information. But some of this nanny-nanny boo-boo stuff, I just think is the wrong thing to do.
Well, I will get that message directly over.
Yeah, go ahead and send that in. And you know what? It's not like people in the White House aren't saying, please, Mr. President, don't do that. They can't change it. You're not going to change it. He's been shoving back all of his life. And it just, a lot of the stuff he's doing is working. There's some good things, but he brings so much on himself with some of the stuff. The Joe Biden tweet, I never would have done that. Anyway, we'll see what happens, but there's an immigration issue in this country. It'll be fascinating to see. And now, Rachel Sutherland, before I let you go, who will be the Democratic nominee? Because I know you know.
Well, it's so many people that I can't really, but if I were to, you want me to guess?
I mean, look, I have no idea.
I can look at polling.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe Biden, even if he's not in it, is the favorite in the polls. So
they're gonna chew him up on the left and spit him out. Bernie maybe, or you're gonna do Kamala Harris? I don't know.
I would think that Bernie's got a better shot.
Yeah.
Bernie really kicked off this kind of socialist movement.
Yep.
So he's the granddaddy of it.
He'd be the first 80-year-old guy we had in there. So there's that. Hey, listen.
Well, Joe Biden.
Well, that's true. That's right. Hey, always a pleasure, Rachel. Thanks for your great
report.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. At Sutherland Fox on Twitter for Rachel Sutherland. All right, 7:42. My friends, we have started a partnership with the University of Illinois Community Credit Union. As our partner, it's our job to help you become more familiar of some of the wonderful things the U of I Community Credit Union is doing, including the Shred-a-Palooza, which they'll take 5 boxes, they'll shred it for you free.
Awesome.
And that's coming up, is that Saturday?
It's on the 20th.
That's Easter weekend. Anyway, there's things like that. So here's what we're doing. I want you to go in. Now, this could be for you. It can be for a child. It could be for a grandchild. Whatever you want to do with it. But I'm giving you a $100 bill to open a checking account. And a couple of stipulations. Got to do this within the next 7 days. And you've got to tell us what you think when you're done. They were so friendly. That kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
So all you have to do is text in your zip code. I'm kind of curious because we have a lot of Central Illinois people. Your home zip code. So text that in. You have a shot to get $100. And we're going to do several of these. So it's essentially a money giveaway, but it's toward your checking account at U of I Community Credit Union. Text number 359-2259 gave away pizzas, gave away Kusky Landscaping. Now we're giving away money. Say what?
I love it.
359-2255. Just text in a zip code. That's pretty easy to text. 359-2255. Text in your zip code. You get a $100 checking account at the University of Illinois Community Credit Union. You have to call, set up your appointment. Probably take 20 minutes. But it's something you have to do in the next 7 days. And if you're not available in the next 7 days, then catch me next time. Anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's money?
Exactly.
I'm giving you money. 359-2255, 359-2255. Text me your zip code. Have a shot at the checking account on us from the University of Illinois Community Credit Union. We're going to meet their CEO coming up. Chris will be along here in a few.
Okay.
744. It is Monday morning. So glad you're live. So glad you're semi-alert and ready to take on the week. It's going to be an awesome week. That's just the way I'm looking at stuff here.
I love it.
It is April the 8th, Monday, April the 8th, and we shall go to these texts and figure it all out. Good luck to you all.
Hello, this is Scott Baylor with Illini Collector Car Club. Sunday, April 14th, will be our annual Savoy Antique Car and Truck Show, located and sponsored by Warden Martin Buick GMC. This is right near the Savoy 16 Theater. Registration for vehicles is from 8 to 10 a.m. Those who pre-register for the show will get a goodie bag and a dash plaque. The registration fee is $10, and proceeds generated benefit Cunningham Children's Home. Secondary sponsors include Reynolds Towing and Peter B's Automotive. For details, visit our Illini Collector Car Club Facebook page or Illini Collector Car Club.com.
Yep, that's giving out money this morning for a checking account at University of Illinois Community Credit Union. Text in your home zip code 359-2255. Good luck. 747 sports headlines.
All right, we had the Cardinals winning over the San Diego Padres 4-1 yesterday. They're gearing up for a series against the LA Dodgers. First pitch at 6:45 tonight here on ESPN 93.5. Here's your Redbird recap.
Adam Wainwright was something else yesterday, wasn't he, John Rooney?
Well, the line says it all, Mike. Going six innings, five hits, one earned run, zero in the walk column, and nine strikeouts. As Adam Wainwright is 6-0 in this ballpark at Busch Stadium against the San Diego Padres in his career, and he pitched like a Cy Young candidate yesterday.
Yeah, the impressive thing was the nine strikeouts. He got them with every pitch that he had.
And that's what he did a great job of, Mike. Not only his pitch selection, his location worked so well together. That's the all-time battery, pitcher-catcher Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina for the Cardinals. And then some other stars, Harrison Bader throwing a runner out at third. Great tag by Carpenter. Colton Wong getting a sacrifice bunt down. And Paul DeJong doubling in two runs. Second and third, nobody out. Now the pitch. Swing and a line shot left center field, and Renfro can't catch it. The ball goes to the wall. Carpenter scores. Goldschmidt is right behind him. It's a two-run double for Paul DeJong. 2-1 Cardinals.
And the Redbirds knocked off the Padres 4-1 to take a one win out of the three-game set. The Dodgers are here tonight, and we're on the air at 5:50 with the pregame show.
Had the Milwaukee Brewers beating the Cubs 4-2 yesterday. John Lester to take the mound today in the home opener in Wrigley. Jameson Taillon for the Pittsburgh Pirates. First pitch at 1:20 on U.S. 105.9. Cubs 2-7.
Yeah. Rough start. But look. Everybody, take heart here.
Yeah.
The Boston Red Sox are awful. They won the World Championship. They got the same people. How's that work? It's early. You got 155 games left. There's plenty.
Okay. I feel a little better.
Don't panic. The Boston Red Sox are 3-8. 3-8?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's
okay.
It's a tad early, but somebody does. Somebody has to beat Milwaukee. Milwaukee is a problem. They are too sassy, and they're too darn good.
Seattle over the Chicago White Sox 12-5 yesterday. They've got a game hosting Tampa Bay at 1:10 today. In NBA action, Brooklyn Nets over the Pacers to get their playoff berth going. And in women's NCAA tournament championship round, Baylor wins 82-81 over Notre Dame. Championship round of the men's basketball tournament ends tonight. 8:20 will start in Minneapolis. Texas Tech, 31-6 on the season, taking on Virginia, 34-3.
They're very, very good. It's a defensive battle tonight. It's going to be real key how they call this game, because you don't want to get key guys in foul trouble. You got to be as consistent as you can. But Texas Tech is all over the place. They play great defense. It's fun to watch. They lock it down. Their help defense is amazing. You want to see how basketball defense ought to be played? Watch Virginia and Texas Tech tonight. And it's like the Lou Henson defenses that I remember Nobody gets dunks. They don't do that. They don't do it. You can't do that there. It's amazing.
You just can't get in.
You can't get in there because they double and triple and they cover and they have help. It's really, really impressive. So, it'll be interesting to see. It's now down to two, tonight's national championship game. We will do the news here coming up in a few moments. Tobacco, you can't buy it till you're 21. That's a new law in the state of Illinois. I kind of was Senator Bill Brady, who joined us earlier in the hour. It said, if you can go carry a rifle for your country, and you can't smoke. You can still smoke. You can't buy it. So what does that do?
I don't know.
You don't think that you're going to be able to get cigarettes? I'm just curious. What does imposing a 21? I'm against smoking, but I mean, we've demonized that to the hilt. I mean, now it's better to do marijuana, I guess, because everyone's all fired up about smoking marijuana. It's still smoking. Anyway, so what does it do? What is it? Banning a person from buying it, but not making it illegal to smoke it. So 18 years old, you can't buy it, but sure, go ahead and smoke it if your buddy gets it for you. What does that do?
I don't know.
What's the point? We're saving lives is what they said, are they?
Right.
You don't think there's going to be a market for... Anyway, I'm just curious and a little confused. And then we're about to legalize marijuana. That'll be 21 as well, but same thing. I'm not sure. I think it will be. In marijuana's case, it probably will be illegal to smoke under 21, but not for cigarettes. You can't buy it, but you can still smoke it. So their effort to get a 14-year-old away from cigarettes, I'm not sure what that does. Okay, ESPN 93.5, 754. We got Kelly's accounting. She could probably still help people, couldn't she? Still time?
Sure.
She's out in Monticello.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly's accounting, ready to help you because you have till the 15th.
I'm Ginny Cosola with your Fox Business Network tax tip. Deductions get more complicated after this.
Kelly's Accounting does all tax types, individual, corporate, trust, partnerships, and estate, plus payroll and bookkeeping services. Your guardian angel in the finance department. Call their Monticello office, 762-5509, or visit kellysaccounting.com.
The standard deduction has nearly doubled. If you take it, you could pay less. But the $4,000 per person exemption went away. And if you itemize, there's a new cap.
They limited the amount of state and local tax that you're allowed to deduct to $10,000.
But CPA Steven Zellin says tax rates are lower now.
Since the tax rates are going down, then their overall tax due will also go down.
Zellin says have your tax preparer check both itemizing and the standard deduction. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
I mentioned about our new partnership with the University of Illinois Community Credit Union. The new CEO there is Chris Harlan. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
Congratulations on being the new CEO.
Thanks, Stevie.
What's your mission? What's the mission of the U of I CCU?
So just last month when I was introduced to staff, I said, let's do more good. And for me, that just means let's have a positive impact on this community, campus, and that means something different to everybody. But to me, it just means furthering our mission of nonprofit banking in this community and offering good products and services to the hardworking families that we have living here.
It's awesome. You're doing a Shredapalooza on the 20th, man.
Yeah.
Taking my five boxes.
Please come.
We should shred, man, with all this going on with the identity theft and all that stuff.
You know, security, I was just at a conference last week and they said, security is the one, like, if you're all about cutting expenses or being more efficient as an organization, spend as much money as you can on security.
Really?
It's the thing right now that all organizations and families should be thinking about.
There are these cartels doing this identity thing. I mean, they're organized. Yeah. We had a smash and grab in our vehicle, and some woman dressed as Janet in Chicago was trying to get money out of her. I mean, that's serious.
We had a demo on the dark web, which is really scary stuff. In 2 minutes, they went and they said, here's where you go buy 100 credit card numbers for $30.
What?
People know how to find this stuff.
I don't know, man. It's discouraging to hear stuff like that. Chris Harlan is the new CEO of the University of Illinois Community Credit Union. Well, we gave out some checking accounts of some people that shockingly were excited to take my money.
I can't believe it.
I know. So they're going to come in, they're going to sit with you, get to know some of your people, get that account opened up, and boom, have a checking account started. What fun is that?
I'm excited for the feedback. I love to learn. Personally,
yeah.
As an organization, I just love to learn what we're doing and
sometimes,
how we're doing.
Sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you assume things in your business, and all of a sudden you get a few comments, you're going, wow, really?
Yeah.
You know? And so this is going to be fun. Well, listen, congratulations again.
Thank you, Steve.
And nice to have you in our studio. And we'll send some people to open up some accounts your way.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you. Chris Harlan, he's the CEO of U of I Community Credit Union. We're going to check your Fox News next. ESPN 93.5.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with...